And it's time once again to hear your comments. People had plenty to say this week about the auto bailout. John Roberts of Floyd, Virginia, writes that our coverage missed the most important issue, in his view. He writes, American car makers made unreliable cars for too long. This is not only a case of a bad economy or rising gas prices. It's simple. We've moved on to a better product.
San Francisco listener John McCadden heard my interview with Michigan Senator Carl Levin. He writes that Levin is, quote, clearly a supporter of the auto industry as it currently exists, but didn't address necessary changes regarding the cars that the American public really wants.
Tom Krajewski agrees, and this Madison, Wisconsin listener has owned a lot of American cars.
Ford Fairlane and Ford Mustang, Dodge Omni, two Pontiac Grand Prix, Chevy Cavalier, Oldsmobile Intrigue, Ford Pinto station wagon.
Tom Krajewski says energy efficiency is now the top of his list. Now he drives a Toyota Prius.
I kept saying to myself, someday General Motors or Ford is going to have a car that, you know, is going to get better gasoline efficiency, and I finally got tired of waiting.
We never get tired of our correspondent Daniel Zwerdling, who brought us two stories this week. As part of our series Memo to the President, he reported that the Bush administration turned over a lot of government work to private contractors. Many listeners wrote in to defend the job that contractors are doing.
But Lydia Lewis of St. Louis, Missouri, insists that some jobs are government inherent. Those are her words. She adds, I'm a former federal employee myself whose computer agency contracted out to a defense company who knew nothing about our Army-specific computer system. This contractor is still trying to complete a contract that was supposed to be finished in 2003.
Some other letters focused on our coverage of the attacks on Mumbai, India. Our correspondent Philip Reeves heard a Mumbai resident say this about Pakistan, from which the attacks allegedly came.
These guys who got the camps there, you got to go after them. You got to go and single them out and get them.
And if they don't, India should act?
Yeah. Of course, by whatever means necessary.
In response to that sentiment, listener Julia Pouts wrote, his statement brought home to me how Americans' post-9/11 mentality must have seemed to the rest of the world. Thank you for giving perspective to our own reactions.
Finally, many of you thanked us for our remembrance of singer Odetta. The folk singer and civil rights activist died on Tuesday at the age of 77.
It's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
A moment of Odetta. And we always love to hear from you. Just go to npr.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.
Yes, there's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.